Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports. Brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Bain Dental Group is currently accepting new patients at our three different locations in Bowden, Carrollton, and our new state-of-the-art facility in Billerica. Bain Dental Group can provide any dental service you require, including oral surgery, implants, and braces. We accept most types of insurances, making our dental care affordable and attainable. To make an appointment with Bain Dental Group today, call 770-258-5516. For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, May 28th. Yesterday, the Braves looked to put a rough weekend behind them where they lost the series to the Pirates and suffered some devastating injury news. They returned home to Truist Park to begin a homestand with Charlie Morton on the mound and Sean Murphy and Austin Riley returning to the lineup from injury. Things did not start well, however, as two doubles, a walk, a single, and another double scored four runs for Washington in the top of the first. Washington would add a run in each of the second and third innings. The Nationals tacked on another two runs in the sixth off of three singles and a sacrifice fly. Eight runs is tied for the most that Morton has surrendered in a start since 2015. He did strike out seven across 5.2 innings, but gave up a bunch of hard-hit balls. The Braves have now dropped three of their last four games and sit six games behind the division-leading Phillies. First pitch for Game 2 is set for 7:20 tonight, with Max Fried taking the mound for Atlanta opposite Jake Irvin. The worst news of the weekend actually occurred during the lone win. On Sunday night, the team's fears were confirmed as an MRI exam showed that Ronald Acuna Jr. suffered a complete tear of the anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee during the first inning of Sunday's 8-1 win over the Pirates at PNC Park. Acuna created an immediate scare when he screamed and fell into the infield grass between second and third base. He took a big secondary lead and made a move toward third as catcher Joey Bart threw the ball back to pitcher Martin Perez. His left knee seemed to buckle before he fell to the ground. Carrollton High School student William Rivers Jr. threw out the ceremonial first pitch at the Braves game yesterday in memory of his father, Staff Sergeant William Rivers, who heroically gave his life in the line of duty this past January in Jordan. We are grateful for the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country and freedom. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Picoro.